USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to have his mugshot taken. He surrendered to Georgia authorities last night after he was charged for his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election. The Trump campaign is now selling T-shirts with the mugshot on it for $47 with the words, "Never Surrender," underneath. Experts in Miami are tracking some possible trouble. Natalie Rodriguez has more.
You know, and a tropical depression could form, you know, later this weekend or early next week.
Larry Kelly at the National Hurricane Center says the tropical disturbance near Honduras has a 70% chance of strengthening within the next 7 days. Regardless of what trajectory it takes, Kelly says, Florida will see higher rain chances during the early to middle part of next week, adding that it would be smart to cash in on the Sunshine State's two-week hurricane supply tax holiday, which starts tomorrow. Governor Ron DeSantis even tweeting, "Florida's emergency management team is ready for anything Mother Nature doles out."
Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail as big as an inch and a half. The National Weather Service said a large and extremely dangerous tornado was confirmed Thursday night near Williamston, Michigan, just east of Lansing. A spike in COVID cases has some talking about a return to masking. Experts say they do work if used right.
The pandemic taught us that using a high-quality mask does reduce the chances of COVID virus being breathed in.
Dr. Fred Campbell with the University of Texas Health System says that seniors, they're the most vulnerable. They should mask up when traveling. This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
Oakland Athletics owner John Fisher says the team has submitted its application to move to Major League Baseball. It's now up to all the ball club owners to decide whether the A's will stay in Oakland or move to Las Vegas. Approval to move a team requires a three-quarters vote of the 30-team owners. A Minnesota healthcare provider is ending a controversial policy that denied treatment to patients with a large amount of medical debt. Minneapolis-based Alina Health announced this week that it was ending the policy following an extensive review. The policy became public knowledge after a story earlier this summer in the New York Times, which prompted an ongoing investigation by Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. Everyone is okay after a hot air balloon made an emergency landing on a freeway median in Vermont. Michael Castor has more.
Authorities say the pilot earns high marks for safely setting the balloon down on the median of Interstate 91 after the aircraft stalled mid-flight Wednesday night. Pilot Chris Ritlin and his four passengers were in good shape after he set the balloon down around 8 p.m. as it was getting dark. The Hartford, Vermont Fire Department said the pilot had no other options. I'm Michael Kastner.
The actress who played Alice Garvey on Little House on the Prairie has died. Hersha Pardee died Wednesday in Norfolk, Virginia after a battle with a brain tumor. She was 78 years old. I'm Dave Collins. This is USA News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Project.